This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. With a blend of folk rock, blues, gypsy, and soul, you might think Violet Bell plays to the tune of heartache. But for Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez, music is a way to capture and share life's more beautiful moments. And the Durham-based duo stays busy. They played about 200 shows together the past year, and they've got more coming up. Violet Bell will perform at Mystery Brewing Public House in Hillsboro tonight at 8 and Saxbaha on Saturday at 6. Lizzie Ross, singer, songwriter, and one half of Violet Bell. Welcome back, Lizzie.
Thank you so much, Frank. It is always a pleasure to be here at The State of Things.
It's great to be here with you and Omar Ruiz Lopez, strings musician, the other half. Welcome.
Hi, hello.
Good to have you here. You've been on this program, I guess it was a year ago. And this was not quite an equal partnership. Things have changed.
Yeah, we were in reality an equal partnership, but it was just the beginning of us playing together. And a couple months later, we decided that Omar Ruiz Lopez and Lizzie Ross was too many names, and we would just shorten it to Violet Bell and get real. We're just one entity here.
Yeah.
But the way it's worked together, Omar, because you've composed works for the Durham Symphony Orchestra, you play stringed instruments. How do you think you've contributed to this sound?
Well, the wonderful thing about playing with just Lizzie is that I have all the space I could ever hope to have in a musical setting to do some of those techniques I've been developing over the years playing with other bands.
What about for you, Lizzie? I mean, again, this brings a lot of complexity to the sound and to a relationship. How do you integrate all of this?
Oh my gosh, I guess it's a process. I think we help each other because we have complementary strengths and weaknesses, as it were. And so we help each other get better. And Omar's helping me with my strings technique, becoming a better instrumentalist, and I'm helping him with singing. And together we're writing songs, and I feel that a lot of the time writing songs with another person is really effective to hone your message.
That's interesting. Well, I want to talk more about that, but first let's hear a song, if you wouldn't mind, and then we'll talk more about the songwriting process.
This one is ancient, but it's been revived with the power of Mr. Ruiz Lopez on the strings.
I also might want to add that Lizzie's helping me to be a better human.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Since I seen ya, Maria, Maria, been so long since you heard my voice, and I don't quite know how to tell you what I must tell you. Maria, Maria, you haven't heard from me in so say goodbye.
Nicely done. Maria, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez are Violet Bell, and they're going to be tonight at the Mystery Brewing in Hillsboro. And then they're going to be at Saxpaha on Saturday, and that's around 6 o'clock. Of course, we have this at our website, State of Things. I love the fact that you were getting ready to hit that high note. And as you did, Omar's got, like, giving you that look like, go get it. Like, you can do this. Like, you can do, you're looking at him like, can I do this? You can do this.
Thanks, buddy.
So that was just charming, and I wish you all could have seen it. But more than that, it's a song you've done for a long time, and you talked about sort of dragging this thing out, dusting it off, and thinking, but it's been big for you.
Yeah, it was really funny. That's a song I wrote pretty early on in my, it's on one of the first albums I ever released. And I think we brought it out because we had a 3-hour set or something. You know, we were like, oh, I guess we have to play this song. But
I always want to play a lot of the older tunes, and Lizzie's resistant because she wants to make new art.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Which I love.
You know, so it's a compromise.
But it feels new to you, I understand. Like,
yeah.
Like, so
Omar brought the zest. I had the skeleton. He brought all the other parts.
What was the zest, do you think, Omar? I know you're doing things now, but I want to talk to you.
A little bit of mofongo and some paprika, you know, some plantains.
Don't forget the garlic.
Was it adding the fiddle in those parts? Or?
I love Latin music, and I understand now as an adult that maybe the reason why I was in my life when I was younger was so I could do things like this. Uh-huh. You know, when I listened to it though as a kid, I was like, yucky. But now I love Latin music, so I try to
bring a little something to it.
Yeah, flavors, man.
Yeah, and with just the two of us too, we really both have to show up for our instrumental parts. So Omar has definitely helped me strengthen and rewrite that guitar part so I could create a nice space for him to play.
Was it just creating space, or did you approach, say, the voicing, some of the chords a little differently?
Oh, all of the above. Yeah. All of the above.
It's just interesting stuff. I want to hear more music.
Oh, sure.
So I'm not going to get into why I think it's interesting, because I want to hear you play. So would you do another song?
Sure. This tune's called Summer Skin, and we've heard a lot of songs about fishing in the dark and Barefoot Blue Jean Night and all that stuff, but this is our own personal experience about what it's really like to be running around in the woods nearly naked and what happens.
Two, one.
they sing about in Nashville songs. She's got golden curls, legs a country mile long. She swims in the creek, wanders the woods, out on the beach. She's looking so good, get her alone. What do you find? Seen from up close, she's showing signs of poison ivy tick bites, staying up drinking all night, sunburned mosquitoes, dirt between her toes, jellyfish and bee stings, climbing up trees and rope swings, bloody knees and elbows, redder than a rose in her summer skin. Summer skin. Summer skin. That's what she's living in, living in. Her summer skin. Like an ad, except her farmer's tan and her scabs from poison ivy tick bites, staying up drinking all night, sunburned mosquitoes, dirt between her toes, jellyfish and bee stings, climbing up trees and rope swings, bloody knees and elbows, redder than a rose in her poison ivy tick bites, staying up drinking all night, sunburned mosquitoes, dirt between her toes. Jellyfish and bee stings, climbing up trees and rope swings, bloody knees and elbows, redder than a rose in her summer skin. Summer skin. Summer skin. That's what she's living in, living in. Her summer skin.
Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross, and Omar Ruiz Lopez going to be at Mystery Brewing in Hillsborough tonight, Saxbaha tomorrow. They've got other dates, and you can check them out at our website, stateofthings.org. Wow, that took me out of the mood for months.
What?
Just, wow, how romantic with the
I know, right?
And scabs,
right?
And stuff.
People love that.
That's a great song. That's terrific. And you've got a new album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Yeah. Tell me more. September, right?
September 15th at the Cat's Cradle Backroom. We're going to have Robbie Link joining us on bass as well as some other guests. Mm. And we're going to bring those songs as well as others to life with a full band.
And on this album, you've really stretched out and I think shown your contribution as an arranger. And so there's more of your kind of instrumentalism and what you bring to the band, eh?
Oh, yeah. I had so...
You're instrumental in bringing
it. Instrumental. I was instrumental even, yeah. I had a lot of fun
you
coming
guys are
up...
so bad.
I had a lot of fun coming up with parts for this. I played the cello and the viola and the violin and the mandolin and the guitar on it. And... I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You know, to have a situation. And with Lizzie, she already has like so many great songs, and the ones we're writing are great too. And it's really easy to let my imagination go places that it's not used to doing, because in other bands, usually there's like a member or two or three that are doing all those other things.
Yeah.
So getting to go into studio and do it all ourselves, we had complete control over what we wanted to say, and this is the result of it.
Lizzie is tuning her guitar, but little does she know we're about to play a track from your album, so she won't have to play another live note on her show.
Tell me,
briefly, because I want to hear it. But the idea of adding this kind of this orchestral sound, Lizzie, pretty important to you? I mean, how?
Oh yeah, Omar has so much to teach me from the orchestral angle, what with writing those pieces and playing in orchestras for a long time, and I think the biggest lesson is how do all the individual parts contribute to the one big sound? So getting to incorporate that is really cool.
Well, we're going to hear a sample of that, because what we'll do, even though you were gracious enough to come play live, is hear the orchestral and recorded version of your upcoming album, released in September. It's called Vampire. We'll hear that in a second. But first, thanks so much. Great to have you on the
Thank
show.
Thank you so much,
Frank. It's nice to see you again.
Yeah. Violet Bell, Lizzie Ross on vocals, Omar Ruiz Lopez on the strings. Going to be at Mystery Brewing Public House in Hillsboro tonight at 8, Saks Baja tomorrow at 6, and then they're going to be the Outer Banks and all over the place. But September 15th, Cat's Cradle for the record release. Find out more at our website, stateofthings.org. Program produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton, Norman, Laura Pelliser, and Jennifer Brooklyn. Robin Copley's our technical director with help from Al Wadarski. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Violet Bell.
Take is to be alone.